Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you, as well as a blessing, and I believe it is my mission and calling. Let's go to the Lord in prayer for such a time as this. We praise you, O God, for who you are. We praise you for your love and your grace and your mercy and your forgiveness. We ask, Father, for your protection over all of this nation. And Father, we ask for your protection over the president and his administration as they try and lead this nation. Guide them with wisdom, godly wisdom. Surround them with good, godly men and women who will lead them. Father, we need peace, and we ask for your peace, for your comfort. And Father, may we share your love. May we show love to others who may be a little less easy to love. We know that we are not so easy to love ourselves sometimes, Father. I ask that you will bless today's show and bless my guest and all that he does. I just haven't met him, but I just look up to him for what he does in his heart. Guide us, Father. I ask that you will use CSE Talk Radio to be your voice of common sense and hope and reason and love. We ask this to help us, Father, as we try to bring America back home to you. For such a time as this, I pray. Amen. For such a time as this, that's a phrase from the book of Esther. Her uncle Mordecai told her, perhaps you have been placed here as queen for such a time as this. Now remember, she was a victim of human and sex trafficking. But there she is now, Queen Esther, making a decision to save a people from an evil man named Haman. For such a time as this, I am no Queen Esther. I don't even pretend to be. But the American people, all of us, we need a voice of common sense and reason and love. And that's what I'm trying to do every day here. I know I get a little radical. Maybe I get a little bit fired up sometimes, but, and perhaps this is just a bit silly, but every time we go through some of these situations, I think about when I was a little girl in Sunday school, and I was taught a silly little song. Maybe to other people it was silly, but to me it always stuck. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. I always believed that, and I still believe that. God created each of us in his own image. And just because he chose to make us look a little different, skin color, hair type, hair, eye color, height, and gender, did not make us less equal. Just unique and special. Like many of you, I have been sickened by the abuse that the cop rendered murderous act against George Floyd. Protests followed, and then violence broke out. Looting and burning and thieving, physical assaults on those who would dare to try to protect their property. There have been shootings, there have been people run over by vehicles and police, destroying of businesses, life-changing injuries by beatings and death. I cannot believe that it makes any sense to participate in hate, to protest against hate. I also cannot pretend that I know what it's like to live as a black woman. I was born white, not because God deemed me privileged. I think it's a science thing, you know, it has to do with the genes of my parents. I was not born into a wealthy family, and while I consider myself very blessed with a beautiful family, like most Americans, struggling to pay the bills every month. And sometimes I want things I shouldn't have. Monetarily can't afford. Wealth and stature and occupation and living location have absolutely nothing to do with equality. That comes from God. I've been discouraged by the news, just like many of you. And I was talking with my son over the weekend as the riots were continuing and escalating and migrating across this nation. I told him about a man that I had on my show, Bob Woodson, and how he sees this nation through common sense and love of mankind. And I knew I needed to have Bob back on the show to give us all hope. In fact, that's what I told his gal that I communicate with when I wanted him back on. We need Bob here to give us some hope, to encourage us to what we can do to unite this nation and bring America home. As you remember, Bob Woodson is the founder of the Woodson Center, and that was back in 1981. He's considered the godfather of the neighborhood empowerment movement for what he has done for decades, and he has a great concern for the problems of our youth. He's established violence-free zones in troubled schools and neighborhoods throughout the nation. And he's received several awards, and I don't want to get into that because I want to get him on the air with me for such a time as this. Bob, thank you for taking time to be with us today on CSE Talk Radio.